Namaste and welcome back to another episode of The Sapient. Today, we have, I believe, one of the first artists on the podcast. I don't know why I said podcast that.
Hey listeners, if you are a music manager or artist, we have got something game-changing for you. Meet Turnwheel, the world's first tour profitability platform that simplifies everything from budgeting to live updates. Ready to make touring easier? Check out turnwheel.com for a free trial and hit the road with less hassle.
Weird. Anyways, welcome, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How is the weather and how is like your day going?
Oh, man. So we're here down here in South Carolina. I don't know if you know anything too much about the eastern coast of South Carolina, but we're going through something called Indian summer. Mm-hmm. It's hot one day, cold the next day, hot during the day, cold at night. It doesn't know what it wants to be right now. But you know, we keep it equipped. We got our hoodies on one day and mm-hmm. our shorts on the next day.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, everything is cool down here, man. So far, you know, everything's heating up with the election coming up. But you know,
yeah, I mean, that must add like 10 degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh man, it's like a powder game. Everybody gonna be angry, man. Yeah. Everybody just makes it say, yeah. What is the difference between Celsius and Fahrenheit? That's a good question. I don't know. It's different parts of the world say different things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you guys came up with, you know, a shitload of measurements that doesn't make any sense.
Right. So how do y'all measure it? How do y'all measure it?
So we go by kilogram, not pound. We go by feet.
How many kilograms are in a pound?
Let me check. I am an ignorant Indian, so you know. I don't know.
That's all right. I don't know the answer either. I was just asking.
So it's like 2.2 pounds is a kilogram.
2.2 pounds, ooh, that's a kilogram.
Yeah.
2.8 pounds, they doing it wrong.
They must be.
That's double a pound.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid and I used to watch, wrestling, right? Especially WWE on F. And they, you know how they used to announce wrestlers with pound as their weight? You know, yeah. Like Big Show at 300 pounds. And
yeah, so how would it be for y'all?
Yeah, I was a dumbass kid. I was like, oh my God, he's 300 kilos, right? And I was, which would be like 600 pounds. And I'm like, damn,
kilos equivalent
heavy.
To.
Yep, yeah, it's just like that. 3 kilos. Damn,
right?
That's a heavy duty.
Yeah, that's heavy duty, man. I mean that's how fucked up our life is because of you guys. You're just like
thanks so much.
Thanks.
Yeah, because you guys decided, okay, you know what? No kilometers, right? Miles, first of all. Yards and ounces and pounds. Yeah. And fuck you, world. Right?
This is how it is now.
Yeah, this is how it is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, man, it's hard work
for us. See, Indians,
we feel the same way over here.
We feel the same way over here, though. For real, though, we feel the same way over here.
By the way, I don't know how many.
How we measure things?
I don't know. It's a conundrum, bro.
Yeah, is it 16 ounces equals a pound?
16.
Yes.
Yes. 16 ounces.
Why the fuck would you do that?
Fluid ounces.
Yeah.
He says fluid ounces.
Yeah.
Man. In America.
It's simple. 1,000 milliliters equals a liter.
It's 28 ounces for a pound.
Yeah, and if you would tell that, you'd blow somebody's mind if you told them that over here.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even know what leaders is. They'd be like, what? You say, what's a leader? Google, what's a leader?
Because of soda. So that's the only reason why that
would be. Oh, yeah, a 2 liter soda. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we are literally on two sides of the earth. I guess
10 hours apart.
Yeah, and that disappoints a lot of flat earthers, right? They must be like, damn, man. He just said two sides of the earth, right? Not two directions of the earth. Yeah. So let's get into it. And, you know, you are a creative person because, you know, I did do a shit ton of research. I usually don't do it because I'm just a lazy person.
Yeah.
But I had to do it also because, you know, I just wanted to understand you as a person, but also as an artist, right? Because over here in India also right now, rap is a pretty big scene in terms of just exposure and, you know, coming up.
Yeah. Didn't that group come out over there from India? The one that has that hit song over here?
He's talking about Humankind.
Humankind? Aren't they
with Big Dog?
Yep. Humankind. Yeah. Big Dog.
Aren't they from India?
Yeah. He's kind of Indian.
He's
he's truly an artist that made a big splash, I feel like, right?
Oh yeah, really much over here, man. That song has blown up, bro. Over here, we hear it all the time. Commercials, like he's got money because these commercials got his song on them over here. Like,
yep. Also, because he has a kind of American English accent, right?
Yes.
And because of patriarchy, I refuse it to learn. Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, you know. I do understand rap because it's just like we have a ton of artists over here. And how do can you like tell us the story of how did you figure out that if you know you made rap on comments of people, like it would work? Was it like a genius master plan, or was it like, you know, like, yeah, man, I did not know what I was doing?
It was kind of like both. It was like kind of like lightning struck. I was doing TikTok for a while. I was really trying to find a way to get people to interact. Comments was the big thing back there. Like if you got comments, then they would let more people see your video. So, you know, I started off with this thing because they would call me Kanye East. So I put this character together on TikTok, Kanye East. And I did this thing called Kanye Questions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Kanye Questions was me asking a question, and they would put the answer to the question in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I figured out how that, like, that trying to figure out that formula of how to get people to keep commenting, keep people, you know, entertained. So, you know, it worked. It worked for a little while, but, you know, it kind of fizzled out because the questions had to keep being funny and engaging in order for people to you know, the first initial shock was already over.
Yep.
So I was in my Discord one night, right? And I was telling people that. I was like, dang, you know, I really onto something with this question thing. I'm really trying to get figure out how to get people to interact more. And someone say, hey, why don't you rap comments? Because at that point I was doing stuff on live, but it wasn't like rapping comments. It was more like doing karaoke. I was karaokeing, doing Kanye songs. And I was also freestyling, you know, I was a rapper. So I would freestyle and have fun with them. And it was like, yo, why don't you rap your comments? You know, rap the comments that come up on the screen. I said, let's try it. Right. And it started off in Discord. This is how it was born. It started off in Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just, whatever they typed in the chat, I would try to make it sound good. You know,
yeah.
I would try to make it sound like a song. And the more that I did it, the more the better it sounded. Like it was just, you know, the more I did it, the better it sounded. And so one day I was doing it live on TikTok because, you know, we had already did it on Discord. People was like, oh, let's do it. Let's do it on TikTok. Let's try to get more people. You know, it would be better if we had more people. Mm-hmm. So we started getting on TikTok with it, and it started to grow. Like it went from like 50 people to 100 people, then to 300 people, you know. And mm-hmm. then one day my coworkers came. I was a manager at Arby's. my coworkers came up to me. They're little kids, right? And they're like, "Mr. Mike, is this you?" And look, bro, I look at the video, and it's my face, man. It's got like 3 million views. But the part that went viral though was it was what I said. It was just like Fortnite balls. I'm gay. I like boys. I kidnap autistic kids. Little most is watching. And it had like 3 million views, but the bad part was they thought it was Kanye West. And that's what blew it up though. Like when they was like, "Yo, Kanye West has lost his mind," but then they had my video there with the Fortnite balls, I'm gay, and it just blew up, bro. Like it just jettisoned into something that I could not ever control, bro. Mm-hmm. I could to this day I still can't control the narrative of that. They have made.
You try changing.
I try changing my name. I try everything. Kanye East is his own brand. The meme is stronger than me, and I cannot do anything.
You can't leave it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, right? That a meme outlives the person. I feel like.
Oh yeah. Right? Oh, that's definitely gonna. That's gonna be on my tombstone. Fortnite balls.
Yep, and it's here to stay. Yeah, I mean, but do you think it also helped you in terms of, fine-tuning your craft because you're doing it so often, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've gotten, if you look at a video of me from like 3 years ago and then look at a video of me now doing it, it's definitely, I've definitely honed that craft. Like, I can make it sound like a legit song. I can make it rhyme now. Like, Don't ask me how I do it. I just get into this. All I can call it is a zone. Like, I go into this zone, bro, and the comments come up, and I just... Because I've always been a fast reader. Like, I've always been a fast reader, and that's just... Maybe that's that helps me, because I can read everything really fastly and come back, you know, and try to, like, make it rhyme. I don't know, bro. I can't explain it to you. It just it just gets better the more I do it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's also like, you know, like creative people are the most craziest people, right? Be it authors, you know, like songwriters.
Weirdos? We're weirdos.
Right?
We're weirdos.
Yeah, they are a freaky bunch because it feels like even with this whole AI conversation right now that's going on, right? You know, did you try out these AI tools that can like write rap songs?
I haven't tried them out personally. We did.
Start. So we use for a lyric generator, and we use a piece of it for a piece of content. We didn't actually release the music, but we use it for a piece of content. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember that. Which one was it?
We use it to generate lyrics for a song, but we didn't release it.
Oh, you gotta remind me which song it was.
Got it. Yeah, because the reason I brought AI into conversation is it seems like AI cannot crack the creativeness of a human being, right?
No, it cannot. You can tell. You can tell. Definitely tell.
Yeah, and also
it's getting better though.
You would actually taken every lyric from that song and actually wrapped it instead of making your own lyrics to it. Use the hook. You use a part of the hook for it, and that was it for an idea. But you made your own lyrics after that. Like, you were like, I gave you the lyrics from the act, and you rapped it, and you were like, nah, change it. Like,
that sounds
like me. It sounded great. Like, that's the thing. Like, it sounded awesome. Like, he came up with something based off of something from AI, like it gave inspiration.
It could do it that way, yes.
Yeah, but you know, the reason I brought it up is it still cannot match just the freakishness of artists, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, a person has to be somewhat of a freak to come up with, you know, lyrics that make sense, right? But also sound good. Because, you know.
I mean, I do that. I don't know. I wouldn't consider it freaky. I mean,
yeah.
I would just sit there and, like, I don't know. I get an idea what I want, and I just try to make it so that people can understand what I'm trying to convey. Mm-hmm. It's like the last song that I did, Jesus, like I was trying to convey a message, you know? Mm-hmm. How do I convey the message that I want to give people through words and song, you know, through with the beat too, because you got to incorporate the beat. How can you incorporate all of those things at once mm-hmm. and still touch somebody?
Yeah, you know, I did listen to, you know, your music on YouTube.
now, some of them now.
Some of this goofy stuff.
Some of this goofy stuff.
There's some stuff that's released that's goofy. There's some stuff that's not released.
Got it. no, actually, my question was, you know, I did listen to you on YouTube and... is it like you don't want to sign onto a label, or you know, is it like it's not yet the time?
No,
I'm starting my own label.
Nice.
Own label. It's just it's no benefit these days to join a label. They're gonna suck you dry. They're in it to make money. They're in it to take your creativity. And you won't get your masters back once you make those songs. They keep those. It belongs to them. So they generate that money. They give you your little, you know, 15%. Why would you do that if you're creative? If you're creative, and now they have all these tools that are available for you. I'm on TuneCore. Like, get all my distribution through TuneCore. I don't need, you know, to sign to anyone.
Got it.
And so I get to collect one of that.
So would you say, even if you start your own label, you're still sort of independent, or would you say you're like a typical label?
100%. It's independent. 100% independent. 100% independent. The label is more so to help other people, maybe who want to be independent, to teach them kind of like how, or maybe the ins and outs of the game. Because I didn't know anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Shout out to my manager Matty Flip. Yeah, he's the one behind most of that, man. Business is not my thing. I am an artist. I work on the creative stuff, work on the music, most of the ideas. Give me that.
Yeah.
If I do this, can you hear me?
Let me ask you this, right? Without like technology or tech, you know, to be precise, how hard would it be for an artist, right?
Oh man, it would be hard. It would be hard. Because like I said, most of the reason why you can be independent now is because there are apps now. There's distribution now where there wasn't before. You had to be signed to a label in order to be distributed. You don't need that anymore. So without tech, you wouldn't be able to do it like you can.
The labels now they're starting to focus more on distribution. Instead of signing people, like they'll distribute their songs for a portion of whatever you're going to make in royalties. It's hard. Like it's a lot of contracts. You have to really read the contracts in the music industry. That's the hard part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's also ironic, right? That the most intense politics or games, as to call it as, right? That you're able to see is in the creative fields, right? You'd expect it in like corporate, you know, you would expect it in, you know, C-suite level employees. But ironically, it's more in, you know, music industry, right? Like whom do you support and, you know, which side are you on?
That's why, like I said, it's just better to be, it's better to be yourself, be independent. You don't have to worry about, you know, what music industry. It's cutthroat. It's very cutthroat. Yeah. It's very, you know, like the beef Kendrick and Drake had. You know, mm-hmm. It's very cutthroat like that because they were brothers before. They was kicking it. It's pictures of them all together. Like they all. Yeah. Sometimes I think they do it for money though. They do it for publicity. Yeah. Like they immediately say, "Oh, we're gonna just."
You know what? But I felt like, you know, Drake couldn't land as much.
You said what?
Like Drake couldn't land, you know, as many blows as, you know, Kendrick did.
Nah, Kendrick just went crazy, man. Yeah. What? What's wrong with you?
That's a tough subject.
What, Kendrick?
Yeah, Kendrick Drake shit. That's a tough subject.
Yeah.
Yo, he just went like a shot, bang, bang, back, 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 back.
Yeah, but yeah. Because you guys are American, you have to support Kendrick.
I like both. They're both creative artists. They're artists. I don't care where they're from.
I don't like singy Drake. I like rappy Drake. Rappy Drake used to be rappy Drake in the beginning, then he became singy Drake. But hey, yo, I can't knock him because when he became singy Drake, he became rich Drake. So I can't be mad at the man for that, man. But I really did like him when he was pinning his own stuff, man. He wasn't getting ghostwriters and stuff.
Yeah. I really don't like the term ghostwriters, right? Because
you don't like the term ghostwriter? Like,
why? Yeah,
because you could just say, you know, co-writer, right?
You could say co-writer.
But I understand, you know, like artists don't want to give them any credit.
It's kind of embarrassing.
If you come to Asian culture, you know, and if you look at our Bollywoods or, you know, our movie industry.
You're looking at a lot of Bollywood stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the singers don't write their own songs. And it's very rare that a songwriter is a singer. Because singing is a whole different scale and technique than
the Bollywood world, yes.
Right? Hmm. Because I could be a poet and I can write a beautiful poem, but it's up to you as an artist to sing it.
They still have that here. They still have that here.
No, but what I'm saying is even in, you know, like main
America is not rap, as natural.
Right? It is still the same. Like, you know, there are songwriters. But I don't know why, you know, in American culture, it's like, you know, you have to write your own shit.
It's a
culture thing, I would say.
No.
I would say it's a culture thing.
Because it's a higher expectation from the artist.
Yes.
Because it's a culture, right?
Feel like it's very corporatized so that it can be so.
I'm going to say it first and then I'm going to tell you my reason. I'm going to let him tell you his. Go ahead.
Yeah, no.
I'm saying I feel like it's very corporatized. It's because they want to sell it. That's it. In America, it's not about the collaboration. Sorry, I'm going to talk closer to the mic. It's not about collaboration. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot in America, it's more about the corporatization.
Yeah.
Of it, in how the corporate companies, these big labels, can monetize it. Why did Atlantic Records drop over 70 artists in the last 3 months, we'll say, right? They dropped Atlantic Records, which is one of the biggest records, biggest records labels. They're dropping artists and they're focusing on distribution. They're going to distribute music. They're not going to sign. They might sign them for distribution, but they're not going to give them as big of a budget that they were giving these people.
Got it.
It's corporatization of the music industry.
Yeah.
That's killing the artistic craft behind it. Like the Bollywood side of things, it's all about the collaboration. It's all about two
a producer and an artist, mm-hmm. or yeah. two artists coming to together mm-hmm. to make a track. It's mm-hmm. not a competition, it's a collaboration. Yeah. It's a very mm-hmm. big difference.
But let me ask you this, right? Do you think it's in terms of, when you said corporate, you know, they're just, let's say they're making it as a business, right? Do you think it is an effort towards being efficient, because then there are less moving parts, you know, within this process of creating music, because then it's just one person doing everything. That way,
hey, there are less chances of messing up. You're cutting out a middleman. They're going to take, if you were to sign to a major label, you're going to take 15 to 20% of the distribution mm-hmm. home, and then you have to perform. That means you have to go on tour to make any mm-hmm. money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Mike, what kind of your kind of thought process about this?
Well, I was going to go back to the original question where you were saying about the ghostwriters and stuff like that mm-hmm. and why it means so much. It means so much because it's a culture thing. Black people started off writing rhymes, writing mm-hmm. lyrics. It was very lyrical. No one had a ghostwriter. It was mm-hmm. all about how you felt, what the mm-hmm. problem was. A lot of rap started off because we had issues in the hood. You know, people were trying to tell, you know, the story. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think, you know, as time went on, people started losing that, you know, that authenticity mm-hmm. and, you know, started finding out their favorite rappers had ghostwriter. They kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. kind of, you know, it was like, you know, they were proud a little bit because, you know, it was such a rich culture of mm-hmm. you know, the
pen. But do you think, you know, these artists who use ghostwriters also fuck themselves kind of, because they went like, I wrote it?
The ones that do that. Now, the ones that come out and act like they wrote everything and then you come mm-hmm. to find out that they don't, yeah, they get ostracized by the culture because, you know, you're faking. You're not real. You're not writing your own stuff. You're not, you know, it's not you. Mm-hmm. It's somebody else's words. That's what they did to Drake. You know, when they found out Drake was getting his, you know, ghostwriter, they were so mad at him because, you know, we know that he can write. We know that he can write. We've heard him write. Yeah. We've heard him when he came up with Young Money. We heard his bars. So why is he getting a ghostwriter now?
Yeah.
Because it's easy. He has money now. He can write 30 songs. Yep. You know, he got this guy writing some. He got that guy writing some. Maybe he'll write one or two. But he got mm-hmm. 30 songs ready.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. You know, mm-hmm. they got the songs coming out in rotation. Yep. Why he has so much money.
Yeah, but also one sad thing that I, as a music fan, I'm noticing is the whole rap scene is more of a churn rate, like how many songs can you generate, rather than
it's concentrating game, on
limited songs and, you know, just making it better.
You want to know why? Yeah, people's attention span is not as long as it used to be. If you notice the songs.
Think so. Because
oh yes. If the song is not pumping, if the song is not pumping, they're not going to want to listen to it. You think they're going to listen to a lyrical song like they used to back in the day?
I don't know what you is.
Back in the day, they would listen to 3-minute songs. Man, our songs used to be 5 minutes long. If you look back at Eminem, Eminem was one of my favorite rappers. You know, Marshall Mathers LP and all of that, man. 3-minute, 5-minute songs, 4-minute mm-hmm. songs. Now you're looking at EPs or singles now, 2 minutes max, a little bit over 2 minutes.
But do you think it's also correlated to the quality of the song?
Well, I mean, no. Some songs sound like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to be real. Some of the songs that come out now that hits, I don't understand why they hit. Mm-hmm. But if you, it's the way that the beat sounds.
It's probably because someone pumped the numbers.
Yeah, they do that all the time. They do that all the time here. They do that all the time here. You know, they pump those numbers up. I think that's like a viable strategy. Like they'll put a song out and then they'll pay for like streams.
Yeah.
They'll be like, look, y'all got cut all these streams on my song. Go stream it. Like,
yeah.
It's a strategy, bro. It's a strategy.
But let me ask you this, right? You know, putting the business part aside, you as an artist, right? When you worked so hard in making music, and now you're having to buy, you know, bots to listen to your music. Do you think that's like a soul crushing thing? Like in a midlife crisis sort of thing?
It would be, like, it would be for me. Like if I had to buy, I've not bought a single bot for any of my music. But if I did, and that means nobody listens to my music. If I have to buy a bot, that means no one listens to my music.
Yeah.
Like you're just paying for, you're paying for your own,
It almost sounds like an ego chamber, right? You know how, you know, big artists have yes men around them, and that's a very famous
song. Lots of yes men,
Yeah, and they're bringing in yes men onto their music, right? Which is like,
how does it sound? Yeah, that sounds good, man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And they don't like criticism, too. They don't like criticism. Please don't criticize them. They'll have a fit. Well, what you mean it don't sound good? What is that? I'm amazing.
So what's your kind of take on like mumble rap?
I understand that every generation has their thing. I understand. We had our thing. Our parents didn't understand our music. So I'm going to give the young kids a pass, man. You know, they seem to enjoy it. They seem to bump it.
It seems like it's not artistic, though.
They do it like because of what my manager said earlier. Tie back to what he said. It's easier for them to make a normal person famous and pump them full of songs than it is to find someone that's actually talented and you know, wait for that one in a million person that can do it all, you know, to make them money. They're not gonna find another Mariah Carey, but they'll find another Little Pump. Little Pump is right there around the corner. Yeah, like they can make 1,000 Little Pumps.
Yep.
But that's why they're hemorrhaging money now. That's why they're getting rid of so many artists now, because that's what they were doing. They were just pumping the game full of
300.
Pumping the game full of just white people. Yeah. Like,
and you know, and they get exposed once they go on to touring. Because people are like, you're just shit, man.
All of that was auto-tune, computer generated. You can't even keep your rhymes. You don't remember your rhymes. You didn't write that.
Yeah. And also, there is this whole process of touring, right? As an artist, because, you know, that's the kind of a main income.
You sign, that's the only way you make money.
Yeah. You know, if I want to talk about rap in India, right?
People lie.
50 Cent came to India last year, I guess. And man, he got sold out in like what, like 4 or 5 minutes?
Oh, he went over there to India? He was over there?
Yeah. 50 Cent is very famous.
Oh, 50 Cent still tours. That's nice to know.
No, Dizzy toured out there too.
I don't think once we don't hear about anyone anymore over here, we don't hear about him much anymore. So we don't even know that he's touring right now.
Because in India, we are fortunate to have good music. So it's like you know, it's really hard for auto-tune artists to come in, because right now like Coldplay is touring, right? And you won't believe they perform the same set for like 5 days, or sorry, 4 days in a row, all of their tickets were sold out in like I believe in 8.5
minutes. Can you get us a stage over there?
Wow.
Can you get us a stage over there? We'll fly Mike over there.
I mean,
he'll perform.
I mean, if you can tour India, you know, you would. I feel like, you know, like for Americans, I'm not saying you, but you know, typical Americans tend to, you know, oversight India. But guys, like, we are stepping towards 150 billion population. 1.5 billion, sorry.
Sheesh.
They got a lot of people there.
Sheesh.
Exactly. And do you know the country where there are highest number of English speakers? Do you want to take a guess? It's India.
Is it India? Y'all got 1.5 billion people over there, though? I need to rewind. 1.5. So where y'all all fit? Like,
he says small apartments.
Like, what's the living condition?
I don't think so, because India is a very big land, very big land. So, yeah, and so you have 1.5 billion people, right? And you have highest number of English speakers. So it would make sense for anybody to tour India.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a lot there then. You know,
and right now, it's a frenzy. I'm telling you, it's a frenzy. Any artist
have to worry about being shot?
Sorry, what?
Does he have to worry about being shot?
You know, arms are illegal in India. You cannot own an arm. You know,
that's all I need to know.
Like in US, you know, where a toddler can get an AK-47. It doesn't work like that.
All right, I gotta defend it right now. Not you can't be a toddler now. Not a toddler. Yeah. Maybe a teenager. But not a toddler. Not maybe a teenager.
What's the drinking age in India?
Drinking age is 18.
Yeah. It's 21 here.
Yeah, man. You know,
once you already got one up, bro, one up.
You know, once you're free to vote, you can drink.
Oh. See, yeah. You got a one up there on me, man. You got a one up there.
Yeah, I mean, India's untapped
that's most
market.
Most of UK, though. That's most of the United Kingdom.
He says
it's most... like 18 and up and you can drink. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. I think that they're also 18. Because, you know, Brits fucked us for 200 years. You know, we have a lot of similarities. Right?
Who fucked you?
Brits, right?
Oh, yeah, the Brits.
Don't worry. They did it to us too, man.
Yeah, but they did it to us so much more longer.
I know. Twins.
Yeah, because the Britishers were in India for like 200 years.
Man, were they even British? They weren't even British. They were American colonists.
It's been like a century.
So yeah, they were American colonists that came over here from the South and decided that they wanted, you know, people to work in the field.
Oh, his family's felt it.
Oh, my family, yo, I live in South Carolina. My family's name is on the registry for the slave slaves that came through Charleston, South Carolina. Right there in Charlestown. I can trace my family back to whipping days.
Oh my god, that's horrible. Oh my god. Yeah, that's the most weird thing to say about a bad period, right?
Hey, I gotta keep it lighthearted, man. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
But also it's the reality, right?
Yeah, it's the reality. It's the reality of things. Man.
Yeah, I mean that's what you know people had to go through.
Yeah,
just to survive.
It's something that just to survive, man. But you know, I'm still here. My grandparents made it through. We have land, 68 acres of land in South Carolina, because my great granddaddy, his slave owner, was his best friend. And when he died, he gave him the land. Freedom and gave him the land.
Nice. Yeah. But yeah, that's a great thing, I feel like. That could happen to a person who went through, you know.
Oh yeah. Bad shit. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So when are you dissing white people then?
Oh. You said you dissing white people. Nah, I can't do that, man. Some of my best friends, man. Love is love.
But still,
we all bleed the same color, man. We all bleed the same color. Love is love.
Yeah, but I feel like it's warranted at this point.
Oh man, the way things is going over here right now, I question that every single day, man. I know y'all probably hear about what's going on over here in America. Yeah. I want to ask you a serious question. How do you feel about Trump?
Well, not to get political, but I like him.
You like him? What do you like about him? What do you like about him? I'm serious. I want to know. What do you like about him?
Here is what Americans don't understand about Trump. I feel like because me or, you know, general public of India, who because we are truly outsiders, right? Because our opinions are worth absolutely zero. So, right. Therefore, I mean, like, right, you know, we do have solid opinions because, you know, we don't have skin in game. So,
opinions
a lot of people don't realize this.
Imagine being able to manage your entire tour from your phone or laptop. That's the magic of Turnwheel. This platform was built with the live music industry in mind, giving artists, managers, and tour teams everything they need to plan and profit from a successful tour. Forget messy spreadsheet and scattered notes. With Turnwheel, you are budgeting, tracking, syncing your whole team with ease. Ready to optimize your tour? Head to turnwheel.com for a 14-day free trial and make every dollar count.
You know, people like to call Trump as like, you know, like anti-foreign people or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at statistics and everything, Trump allowed most number of Indians into US when he was in power. And when you compare it to this Democratic in a government,
well, you know,
they were going to sanction India, right? So that means those people who are saying I am pro global economy are not global, and the people who are saying I'm anti-global are not anti-global. It's like it's almost like I took the script of a rapper and Mike took the script of a podcaster. And also,
you rap this entire podcast, even his parts, his parts.
so that's what's happening in, you know, in your country. You know, it's what we feel like. But also, right, you know, in the past, like five odd years that Biden has been, you know, in US as president, they haven't made a lot of effort to even talk to India or talk to, you know, other countries. You guys have been like shutting off all relations because you know you just have a stinky attitude of a teenager where you're like, you know, well, fuck you politicians
do. Right?
Politicians do.
Exactly. No, I'm talking about the government, right? But during the Trump era, right, that is when we truly saw globalization, where US made efforts to talk to other countries and, you know, treat them as, you know, actual countries rather than...
You want me to explain to you why that is? I'm going to tell you why that is. Do you want me to explain to you why that is?
No, I understand why that
why
is.
Why you believe it
is. What I'm trying to say is...
Why I believe it is, but, you know, I know...
Why you believe it is.
It's money. It's all money. Let me tell you why. They're getting rid of all...
Let me tell you why, right? Giving more visas to Indians is not a smart move because we are going to come there. And if you look at US income like structure, right? Indians are the top earners. Like Indians are the people, are the, you know, like the race or ethnic that earns the most.
Exactly. That's
so that's not smart.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, right? So right now, there's a war against people from Mexico.
Yeah.
A lot of people from Mexico.
Mike, you cannot say right now. You should say always.
It's been increasingly worse because of our economy's been shit, and they don't have anybody else to blame. So, you know, let's blame the Mexicans for it. But the Mexicans make up a lot of our workforce. They're the ones that pick up our food. They do the crops. They're a lot of the ones that work in restaurants. They do all of the stuff that we don't want to do, right? Uh-huh. So if we tell them, okay, now we're not letting you back in no more.
Uh-huh.
Like if we say, oh, no new Mexicans, we're not doing that. They don't So who are they going to replace the Mexicans with?
I just remember something.
who are they going to replace the Mexicans with, Ganesh? Like,
do you remember that news where she says, if you ban all Mexicans, who is going to clean my garden?
But exactly. But that's why they have to open up. That's why they have. If the Republicans say no more foreigners, they're gonna have to open up visas with other countries because they still need workers.
It's like the land.
They still need workers. But we're gonna put the blame on the Mexicans. Kick the Mexicans out. So now we're gonna open up visas for everybody else to come in because we still need specialized workers. Mm-hmm. We can't. We're using them because they're cheap labor.
Yeah,
they work for almost nothing.
Yeah, but like, what I'm trying to say is, as a global economy is what Democrats want to, like, be looked, you know, they want to show it as a global economy, right? Where they're like, we are open, we are liberal. And I'm like, no, you are almost as conservative as any other person because you don't want to let in foreigners in. Right, you want to bring in more laws, and you try. And me as an Indian, I can say, no, you try to screw India. So, yeah, maybe fuck you. Like, who cares, right? Yeah,
it's understandable.
Political level, yes.
It's understandable.
Let me give you small statistics, right? India has the third largest army, fourth largest air force, and fifth largest navy in the world. And we are one of the 8 countries that have, you know, indigenous nuclear capability. So it's like, you know, you can't treat India like Pakistan or some shit. Like, you know, it's a small country, whatever, right? A bigger country and it does deserve a bigger part. And even if you look at Middle East as a whole continent or even country by country, you could literally argue Biden did more damage than Trump in Middle East. Right now, you guys are fighting. I don't know whether you realize it or not.
Oh, we're struggling.
No, I realize it.
Right? Syria is on right now.
Yeah.
Lebanon is on.
Oh, Lebanon?
Yeah.
Don't bring that.
Lighting up everywhere,
like,
man.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's almost like, you know, that's my opinion. Like, you know, I feel Trump is a lot safer option than Kamala Harris. Even though Kamala is Indian, I still trust a white old man than a diversified group.
Oh man, we have not learned. Are we still gonna?
Yeah, never learn, never learn. That should be.
Hey, so you know, everybody over here is so spooked for if Trump wins. Like, there's going to be a lot of crying if he does win. But I tell everybody, it's not going to be, because they think Trump's going to be fuck Adolf Hitler. they do. Yeah. They really believe he's going to be Adolf Hitler.
You do know why people feel that?
Why?
Because your government or your country, right, as a country, is in an evolution phase where people don't trust their own constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you need to have some sort of trust in your own constitution to, you know, because your own forefathers made sure that nobody could be a Hitler. Right?
They put those things in place to keep that from happening, yes.
Exactly, right? That's why there's a deep state. That's why there is a Kennedy, right?
Deep.
Like you have to realize that at this point. So I don't think anybody could be Hitler in today's world. They could try though.
No, they could try, but it wouldn't be Trump. I swear to you, it wouldn't be Trump.
but do you remember the Capitol raid? You know, that whole shebang that happened?
Yes, the Capitol raid, from last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why did you guys do that?
All right. First of all, don't you say you guys.
Guys.
I mean, Americans.
Don't you say you guys.
I mean, you.
Michael had nothing to do.
Let's be clear.
And then let's also be clear that these were Republican Americans as well.
Oh my God.
It was on one side of the fence. Well, no, there is no good Americans here. Ganesh, no, there is no. There is red and blue. Just know that our country is divided between red and blue. Red people hate the blue people. blue people hate the red people, and they all want to kill each other.
That's
exactly what's going on.
Yeah, do you want to know why? Because why? You guys don't have, like, you know, international threat around you.
No.
That's why. You guys are too comfortable in an island. And
you have
a country called Canada above you.
I'm not comfortable, Ganesh. I'm not comfortable. We're not comfortable.
Are you afraid of...
I want to be clear about that.
Am I being fucked of what? Are we afraid of being invaded? They would never let that happen.
No, it's not possible because you are in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Who wants to invade Walterboro?
It would be very hard.
Who wants to invade Walterboro? No. Like?
Mike, it's impossible to invade US at this point. And it's...
Yeah, sure, I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
No, so you're saying it's impossible to invade the United States?
Yeah, because you are literally in fucking nowhere. There is no other country around you which is stronger than you.
And we got ships everywhere.
Dude, you know how they it's not going to be an invasion of boats or ships. It's going to be an invasion of
mine. India is next to China, Pakistan. Two of the biggest enemies that we have, and probably the cause of World War III, but that's a different thing.
That's going to happen.
Right? So I'm like, you know, you guys are safe. That's why you hate each other, because you don't have anybody to
hate. I mean, we're far away from you.
So you're saying we hate each other because we have no other enemy to hate on the outside. Exactly, is that what you're saying?
Because you don't have an exceeded enemy. So, the course of destruction is implosion, right? Not explosion.
That's interesting.
You will fight with each other and you'll implode. That's what's happening.
But that's what I said. That's all of our enemies. If we have enemies, all they have to do is wait for us to implode.
Yeah.
Basically, we're going to do that. We're going to implode because that's all they have to do is wait. Our people is bad. They don't even think about it. They don't even think like that, man. They just, I don't like you because you didn't pick the same person that I picked for president. You're a bad person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Joe Rogan said something about that, right? He said, president election is essentially a famous contest, right? It's just who's
a popularity who's contest.
More... Yeah, exactly. It's just who's
it's a popularity.
Better.
Yep, popularity contest. That's all it is, bro.
And we would have.
And it doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter who gets in there.
Yeah,
they're hated. Whoever gets in that seat is automatically hated.
Yeah.
Day one, they hate it.
I don't know why you guys let your congressman, invest in stocks.
Let's not even talk about that.
Yeah, that's not the most important thing ever.
You know what we don't like either? Lobbying. Why do we get to lobby? I think that's almost like extortion.
Why the fuck is it legal?
I don't know, man. It's legal because they let it be legal. They let it be legal because they can line their pockets with money.
It's legal because politicians can benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. Money.
In US, right, you guys use a term which is actually obscene. You use a term called as career politician. How the fuck that's a career? It's you almost sound it like they're out there for money.
There's a salary for it.
Yeah, there's a whole salary for it. There's money
but it cannot. Social service cannot be a career. You cannot say, I was a foster dad, so I am a foster dad as a career.
That's what they do here, man. I have I'm a politician for 20 years.
So let me ask you this: when are you going to take out all this frustration in a music video or?
You want me to talk about politics? See, that is my number one thing I do not do, Dinesh. I do not talk about politics. Mm-hmm. The reason being is because it brings up a lot of hard feelings and a lot of ill.
Yeah.
And my music is just supposed to be fun. It's just supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to make you laugh. It's supposed to take your mind off of that.
Can we do this, right? Make a diss track and let the first verse be for Republicans. Let the second one be for Democrats. Let the third one be for Mexicans. Let the fourth one be for Asians. This everybody is one.
Puerto Ricans.
Okay.
The trans Puerto Ricans.
You know what? I like that idea. I'm going to do it.
The trans Puerto Ricans. I'm afraid of my reverse.
No, we're just going to, every line is just going to be an insult.
Write me a verse. Look at the face of it. I don't care.
Every line is just going to be an insult.
Yeah, that one, you know, piece of music is essentially the summary of the Family Guy. You know, you just bring everybody.
Yeah, just like Family Guy, just like South Park. I don't know if you've seen South Park.
Do you know what would be the conversation around it?
What the conversation?
The conversations would be Republicans would be saying he went too soft on the Democrats, and Democrats would be saying he went too soft on the Republicans. That exactly. would be the whole conversation.
Exactly.
Burn.
He didn't talk about them long enough.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So if you're able to release this in like next like 60 days or whatever before the election, yeah.
Hey, man, I got you too. I'm going to give you credit. I'm going to put your name down there. Like, idea about Ganesh.
No, man. No, I don't want to be on the list.
I want to be on the list.
Yeah, I don't want to be on the list.
Oh, shit. They're coming for you. They're coming for you.
Sorry, bro.
Exactly.
We love you, man.
If I open up, I don't want that.
Yeah, man, we don't want that for you. We don't want that for you.
Yeah. But, you know, I always feel like, you know, like, as you said, you know, like, artists don't talk about politics. I'm like, why? They should be. If you guys are dissing each other all the time.
Artists that went on stage for politicians recently.
Yeah, a lot of them. Megan Stein, Eminem.
That went on stage for politicians, and now they're getting chastised.
Yeah, they're getting chastised for it. They're getting hated for it, and...
But I feel like you would get love because you're just saying fuck you all wholesale.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm not gonna pick.
That would be funny if the first line was just like fuck the Republicans. That would get them mad, right? Then the next line, fuck the Democrats.
You
suck.
And it would be like
everybody will love it. Everybody will love it now.
And in the end, if it
would, oh, and it's right it now. Drop it on November 5th on election day, on election day, like
yeah. And you know, at the end, right, it should be like day. You know, my name is XYZ, and I approve of this message.
like those political ads, like
shout out to XYZ.
You like those political ads? Be like. This is Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
Exactly. And, you know, you just put all of them.
Yeah. My name is Donald Trump. I approve this message. My name is... well, I approve this message.
We'll find some AI to do it.
Yeah, we'll find some AI and get all the different voices and do it.
No, Mike, no. They would be on you then.
I'll be canceled next day. You try to find me, I'm gone.
Yeah, at our door.
How dare you? How dare you?
So, yeah, that is something that artists should do more. That offend everybody. Instead of
like the comedy? Yeah, yeah. But people are so sensitive now, man. I don't know, man. They're so sensitive now.
Then let me do it as an Indian.
Oh, man, you'd probably get so much love. Honestly, you'd get so much more love. Yes, you would. Because people... Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a secret.
Dude! People would snipe me from U.S.
No. Let me tell you, people, Americans love foreigners, especially if y'all make funny video and make them laugh. Oh, funny foreigner make funny video. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. Use that to make money, Ganesh. Use it.
Yeah, then I would go on a list then.
No. You'll be the best. You'll be the number one social media influencer in the world.
That's for
you'll be
able to do. Yeah. Not the system.
You're
gonna
give up your dignity.
All you gotta do is give up your dignity, bro. That's it. Just give it
up. Yeah, nice. You're trying so hard to get you on a list, man. Yeah. You know, like how, you know, they went after, you know, most of the podcasters, like Joe Rogan and everybody, right? You know, they just tried to discredit
Don't even bring up Joe Rogan. They try to discredit you. Yeah, that's their style, bro.
That's how they roll.
That's how they get their money, man. They love to bring people on.
Dude, I don't even present facts into my podcast. They could literally fuck me up. They went up to Joe Rogan for stating facts. I don't even do that.
Let me tell you something, man. Like, negative publicity gets you views on YouTube.
Yeah. KSI.
All those negative publicity. All that gets you views, bro. You have subscribers.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, as you said, you have to sell your dignity for that.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. I had to say Fortnite balls. I'm gay. I like boys. I can never touch the kids.
Oh, God. Man, you are the perfect fit for the diss track for all, man.
Wait till you interview Half Deezy. He's got the Soulja Boy diss track.
Oh yeah, his was the Soulja Boy diss track. Yep, that's it. That was his viral moment.
Got it. Yeah, I don't know why rap artists like diss each other. If you guys came together and roasted like country music, R&B, you know, that would make sense.
No, we just fight each other, man, because we all want to be on the top spot, whatever that is. I don't know what the top spot is. I still haven't figured it out, but they all want the top spot. Whatever that is. That's whatever that is, because I mean, you should be the top spot in your own mind anyway. I mean, you shouldn't have to, you know, have a crown or anything like that. But
yeah,
you know, Diddy's out of the picture. Oh yeah, that Diddy thing is crazy, man. That Diddy thing is crazy.
That's a no square for me.
No square.
I want to do nothing with that.
No. Absolutely. No nothing.
No, I don't even know who P. Diddy is. I don't Who's even that? Know what rap is.
Who is it? Start with.
Yeah.
Smoke you, man.
Yeah, that's whole scenario, right, is so crazy and it's so wild that you'd go, wait a minute, what the fuck? What did you find? Right?
The baby oil thing? Like, that was weird. I didn't know.
Do you have a manufacturing plan for that or something? Because you have such large quantities. Why do you have
it? Nah, the funny part was... funny part was, he was like, I got it from Costco. And Costco said, we don't sell that baby oil. So Costco said he didn't buy it from us. So where did he get it from?
Yeah. I mean, he had like a YouTube channel reviewing those baby oils, he could be saved maybe.
He should do that right now. This is baby oil bottle number 120. Can you imagine him just sitting there?
eBay that shit.
Man. Either this episode is going to do very well or it's going to get cancelled. I don't know which one to pick right now.
Both if we're lucky.
Ah, yeah, both if we're lucky, right?
I don't want both. Definitely not.
Come on, live a little, man.
Oh, no. I don't want to. I'm very good right now.
You'll make you famous.
Probably not, bro. Probably not. We're not.
I would rather be mediocre, man. Like, you know, just have like 2-3K downloads. That's enough for me. I don't want much. Yeah.
Oh, you're very humble, man. You're very humble.
Yeah. Because the next president who is going to come is going to come with a lot of angst and anger. And they're like, this motherfucker is talking too much.
That's right. You can call us back. You can call us back. We'll come back.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make you smile, man. You know, after all that angst and anger, you're probably going to want that, man. Like...
Damn. Man, you are praying for it.
Hey, we want to come to India. Let's tour India. Fuck it.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice place to live, man. I heard the food's good. Wow. I heard your food is spicy. Is it really spicy?
Not for a black person.
Not for a black person.
Maybe for the white guy.
See who gonna get canceled now, Ganesh.
You gonna cancel yourself.
No, like Indian spicy is like black spicy or Mexican spicy.
Like Mexican spicy? Yeah. Not that bad.
What about Puerto Rican spicy?
I have never eaten Puerto Rican, so I don't know.
Oh, you never had Puerto Rican food?
Some for you if we come visit.
Dude, Indian food has so much variety that...
He said he don't need your peasy-ass Puerto Rican food. He said Puerto Rican food, the best shit in the world, and he don't need your peasy-ass Puerto Rican.
I'm going to check you some empanadas. You going to change your mind.
Dude, in my whole lifetime, I have not even completed the whole Indian food assortment to other foods. Dude, we have 32 states.
Have you ever tried like any American food at all?
It's shit.
Come on.
I don't know.
Let me change your mind, man. Listen.
Wait.
I will fry some chicken that will knock your socks off. Is it good?
I'm a vegetarian, dude. I don't eat anything
else. Oh, he's a vegetarian. Oh.
Is it? Yeah, I'm a vegetarian. Actually, American food, like you travel to America? Or
no, but
is it like food. Americanized foods in India?
No, it's like, you know, we have Taco Bell and Wendy's.
Oh, we'll get.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell sucks.
Oh, it sucks. Like, that is not a good representation of American food.
No. Let me see. Then we have Popeye's.
What is it?
In-N-Out Burger?
Popeye's chicken?
Wait, he's a vegetarian, so he's not going to eat that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of grass.
You said some grass.
What kind of grass? What do you mean?
Yeah, grass means something different over here, man.
I know what it means. I'm totally aware of American culture.
Is it like lemongrass?
No, he knows what he's talking about.
Little grass.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're talking about gas.
No. Yeah, also, why the fuck you guys call a liquid as gas?
Oh, you're talking about like gasoline, petrol? Petrol.
Something about petrol.
Yeah, you're talking about gas.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's...
Why do you call it gas?
It was called that before I was born.
We call it as crude oil. When it's processed, it becomes petrol and diesel.
It becomes petrol and diesel.
Gas.
Why the fuck would I call it as gas? It's not gas. Gas is
the only reason.
Gasoline.
The only reason I know it's called
gasoline.
But the only reason I know it's called petrol is because I had an aunt that was from England. My uncle married a woman that was from England. She would always call it petrol. She was like, I need some petrol. I was like, what's petrol? What is that? And she was like, you know, the stuff that you put in the car. I said, gasoline? She was like, no, petrol.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
I'll never forget that. Yeah. It was funny. Like, so I had to explain to her it was called gas over here. Like, it was called gasoline.
Yeah. It is crazy world that we live in, right? Because we're able to enjoy this luxury of understanding each other's culture. When people are like, fuck you, you know, let me invade your country though. Right.
Yeah. How do you think? Do you think that's all countries' goals? Like each individual country, do you think they secretly want to invade the whole world? exist.
Well, I would say it depends on your culture. Because if you are someone like Japanese, you're probably like shut off from the world. You don't give a shit about the world. You just want your own, you know, small piece of land. Yeah. And if you're like China, you're like, yeah, let's do it. You know, let's get as much as land as possible. You know, you're a German, you will be like, yeah, Lebanon's wrong. Yeah. So it depends on the culture. Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's mostly culture, but you guys are on the next level, right? You're like, let's get into someone's house and just fuck them up and, you know, leave.
Let's make them totally Florida, let's make them totally dependent on us.
If you live in Florida,
That's what it really is. Let's just make them totally dependent on us. They have to come to us for everything. You know, go inside, fuck their shit up, leave them.
Yep.
You know, and then say, hey, you need some aid?
Yeah. Have you seen that Key and Peele sketch about the oil?
Oh, Key and Peele. Yeah. You watch Key and Peele over there? Oh, you guys are awesome.
Oh, Peele. Yeah.
You know, where he goes, sir, we are, you know, our women are in every day getting raped. Yeah, but, you know, America is with you and America is supporting you in...
yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, and as soon as he says, we also have oil, he says, Operation Bald Eagle, go.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Oh my God. We didn't do it for the oil. We didn't come over there for that.
And then
back over here, you know what the story is? You know what the story is back over here in America?
No.
Iraq attacked today. Forces had to be sent over there to...
Yeah. Definitely. It was, you know, Iraq. I don't know, not Iraq, but Iraq. And yeah, they attacked us, you know. Even though we are a fucking island and they are like fucking million miles away, they attacked us.
Yep.
You know, in principle. Not in reality, though.
But then the funny part is we started out in Iraq. No, was it we started out in Afghanistan and then all of a sudden it was Iraq? Or was it Iraq and then it was all of a sudden Afghanistan?
Yeah, it was Iraq and then you were like, oh, watch this land. It looks good. Let's invade it. Yeah. Hopefully you guys don't invade my house anytime soon.
I want to come visit. I want some food.
Sure, man. That's why you went.
All the common American probably want is food, man. Just know that the citizens of America have no control over what our government decides or does.
Because
we don't get to vote on that shit. We don't get to vote on who gets on the
aid. You almost sound like North Korean right now.
I was like, what?
Almost.
A North Korean. You know, you're like, you know, my government is crazy. I'm not, you know, like.
Listen. It is what it is, but we don't get to decide. We don't get to decide who get the money. We don't decide who they get the bomb. They just tell us. They tell us, yeah, so we bombed today. And by the way, we bombed such and such today. Here's the reason why we did it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I want you to really think about the
I'm about to tax the kids with some candy.
Just so that...
Oh, the kids came back with the candy? Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, they came.
Yeah, you know, I want you to really think about the diss track so that I can help you land on a list of probably the most watched or something.
I got you, man. Hey, when I write you from prison, you better write me.
you know those little prison phones? They say, hi, my name is Ganesh. You know, I am sentenced.
No, he's like, going to have the homicide. No, Peter.
Would you be my friend?
You know?
Yeah, the transparent Nokia, right?
Oh, man. I think this episode will get canceled. Let's see. Let's hope.
We'll see. I think we were supposed to talk about music, but we ended up talking about a lot of politics.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. You can tell. You know what you can tell people? You've got the first interview of Mike being political, because I have never shared my political views before.
So I just made you controversial.
Yeah, it's controversial. Yes. Yeah. Which, very much. Because people don't know my views. I've never shared them. I've never shared my views with anyone.
Yeah. Watch out, people. There is a new controversial figure in the world.
Yeah, you're probably going to hate me in the morning after you listen to this. Oh, no.
who calls Iraq as Iraq. Yeah, he's very
He's bad. He's bad.
Yeah. Honestly, I would love to have you.
Feature is the first song that was on the radio stations in Iraq.
Oh, yeah. My song, Just Face It. It was one of my first songs that was in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. On the radio.
On the radio. It was on the radio. One
of the only English-speaking radio stations in Iraq.
Yeah, I had that honor.
Probably because you guys invaded them.
No, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah,
my music.
Yeah,
I really want to talk about music.
I would love to have you again, right? And actually talk music. Making you controversial.
Yes. You can keep this controversial episode, and then we'll have another one. I'll be glad to come back, man. You are awesome.
And talk about actual creativeness and music and how you're gonna make the next $1 million from music. Hopefully soon.
Features coming up.
Yeah, we got a lot of music coming up there and soon. A lot of videos too. So. Nice. We trying for that million.
Yeah, because there is a saying in our local language that says a passion without money is not a passion.
Right. Not making no money, then
it's just a hobby.
It's just a hobby. If you're not making no money, I'm making money.
put that in a diss track.
It's done past the level of hobby now.
Definitely.
Yo, wait, so what's your like? Can we share Jesus?
Huh? Sure. A snippet though.
A snippet.
Yeah, a snippet. Do you
have it on your computer?
I do.
Do you share? You should be able to share.
All right. Let's see if you can hear it, man. I would like to share.
Share screen.
Some of my recent song.
Mm-hmm. This is a music video we filmed recently. Just finished the music video.
Yeah. By the way, if any person from YouTube is listening, if you motherfuckers copyright this.
Oh, video, you're on YouTube?
Yeah.
Of course. Oh. Maybe not.
Don't do it. That's what I'm saying.
Don't do it. No, thank you for letting me know.
Thank you.
It's gonna have to wait.
I almost sounded like fluffy. You know the comedian Gabriel Iglesias? He says, Don't do it.
Gabriel Iglesias, love him.
Fluffy. Yeah. That's who I became for a second when you wanted to, share your music. Like, Don't do it.
No, don't do it.
Not a wise option to do. Yeah. What's your kind of, future plans and, in terms of music, at least?
Yeah. So we have the upcoming EP that we're doing. We're hoping to release in December. We have an upcoming song with Nipsey Hussle that I'm still having to write. I still have to write that one. We have upcomings with Redman, Method Man. That's going to be on the full album that we want to release in January. Hoping for January. We'll see what happens. We'll say 2025. Because it takes a lot, man. It takes a lot. It does. It takes a lot.
The album in 2025.
Yes.
Early 2025. Like January is a safer word. Because
January is too definite. January is too definite because, you know, yeah, but it takes a lot of mixing and mastering to get everything right. And then this is my first actual album. So I want to make sure everything is perfect. I don't want to do a rush job, man.
So. Got it. And then you just go on touring, right?
we're working on that right now. We're gauging where majority of my fans are. That would be Chicago, where Kanye West is. Surprisingly, that is where my most fans are. So we'll be going to wherever I have like a high concentration of fans. Australia is another one.
Could you perform in front of his house though?
Huh? Take a picture of Kanye. Yo, if I could get Kanye West, if I could get Kanye West to do a song with me. Call it East versus West.
If y'all
that's a dream.
Picture together.
If I got a picture with him, it'd be over. The internet would be destroyed. Like,
yep.
East and West, man.
Or if you just went and performed in front of his house facing East.
Yo, I should. Yeah. That's a fucking. You remember when I tried to go to Kim Kardashian's house?
Remember.
I tried to visit me. When I went to LA, I wanted to go to Kim Kardashian's house and like go in front of the gate and be like, Kim, come on. Please, Kim.
Oh my God.
He did.
I never made it to the mansion, bro. The person that I was with didn't want to drive me up to the mansion. It was a long story with him, man. We stopped talking, but yo, man, that would have been a funny video. And then I wanted to find like Kanye West's star on the Walk of Fame and like cover it up and put East on a piece of paper.
Yeah. So, or you just stood there facing East.
Do you know that Kanye West does not have a star on the Walk of Fame?
Yeah, because he doesn't want to pay for it.
He does.
He doesn't
want to pay for it. He doesn't have it. It's not there.
My man actually knows. He actually knows.
Yeah. Kanye said, "Nope, I'm not paying for that star. Fuck you. I don't need no star, no Walk of Fame."
Then you'd have to be,
Yo, that shit costs like $70,000.
$75,000. Batman got one.
Bro, it cost $75,000.
Batman got one.
It cost $75,000 a year.
How Batman got one.
But I bet that, just the marketing returns of it would be phenomenal.
Of course.
That 75K is not even that much. If you compare it to the press you're getting.
You get a lot of press.
Remember,
there's also homeless people shitting on the sidewalk where those Hollywood stars are.
If I got a fucking star,
I went to Hollywood the first time. First impression was like, where's the red carpet?
There is no
where are all the paparazzi? Where are the celebrities? There's people taking shit on the sidewalk.
It looks like a ghetto, bro. It looks like a slum in LA. Mm-hmm. It's not.
And there's
Hollywood is not happening. Like you think.
That's it. You know the channel Soft White Underbelly. He interviews like junkies and homeless people from California.
Oh no, I have not heard of this, but I would love to.
Wait,
I would recommend it. Just watch
Soft White Underbelly. Look that up on YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube.
Soft White Underbelly.
We're gonna
watch that. We're gonna watch that after the podcast, actually, man.
Nice. I mean, at least I could recommend some shit. It's been fun talking to you. I feel like so. I'm a bit jittery because it's still like fucking 4 a.m. here. So. First of all, thank you for being here, and I would love to have you back once you become famous as Kanye East.
If you Google, Kanye East right now. If you Google Kanye East, he's famous, my guy.
Yeah, man. I mean, your SEO game is on point. I'm a marketer, so I know that.
Oh, yeah. It's already there, bro. It's already there. Yeah. I'm trying to do now is... direct people.
Let's talk soon and have you back once more and talk actual music. And actual rap, because maybe you don't know, but I'm a big fan of rap. So, you know, I do understand the, you know.
Next time I'll freestyle for you. I'll have a freestyle ready for you next time we do the
podcast. Don't do it.
It's going to be a freestyle just for your podcast.
Mike, have you seen that a news channel where he's a rapper releasing his autobiography, and she says, can you freestyle for us? And he starts stuttering. And so he, you know, she asks him, can you, you know, like do a freestyle rap for us? And he's like, he starts stutter. So the lady is like, okay, could you read a page from the book?
Wow.
Throw a mic on the fucking beat.
We'll set it up for you next time we talk and everything, man. I got you. We'll make it pop done. For you.
Done. That's a deal. So let me know when you're free. In the future, I would definitely love to have you back and, you know, talk actual music and how, you know, music works, so that, you know, we can help a bunch of young people do music and not be shit like me. So,
hey, you got a good podcast, man. Don't undercut yourself. You got a good podcast.
So, any final words, you know, that you want to, you know,
make sure you come back. Make sure you come back for part two. You know, you already know. You know, we already did the political thing, so come back for the music thing, and always follow your dreams. You already know.
Yes, always follow your dreams, and yeah, and part two soon. We will make it happen soon, so that, you know, people are not disappointed. And to the listeners, guys, this is the end of the episode. And if we have not yet offended you, thank God. And if you got offended, just ask yourself why. Just ask yourself why. Why are you offended? This is the end of the episode. And until next episode, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in. If you are into music business and want to streamline your tours, don't forget to check out Turnwheel. It's your go-to for profitability, organization, and real-time road updates. Get your free trial at turnwheel.com and get ready to tour smarter, not harder.